You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Money, 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 must be funny in the football world. Money, 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 always sunny in a transfer time tunnel. Alex didn't hit that one. All the things I could do if I had a little money, it's a rich, rich football world. Did you like that rendition of ABBA? Yeah, I thought it was good, a little remix. I always do that live. Always live, I like to do it. Just do it live, it's always better. I'm like Adele. Actually, I think she does some lip sync, or is it called lip sync? Who cares? Right, this new feature is based on the Premier League riches. The Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. The money is too stupid. So I thought what some players from the past would cost in these day and age if a Premier League club wanted to come and buy them. So, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. Yeah, I'm going to do a jingle for that one. Okay. This is where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Neymar cost 200, how much would a peak George Best cost? Or, if Pogba cost 90, what would Gerrard, Lampard and Scholes cost in their prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Chelsea's 04-05 Premier League winning team, managed under the special one, Jose Mourinho. And with a team which includes Lamps, Terry, Robin and Drogs, this might be a pricey team. What we do is start from the goalie and we work forward, going through the transfer prices of each individual player. Then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to players which are being transferred in modern football. I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and see who the most expensive team from history in today's current market is. Currently, Barca, atop in the table. Their 2009 squad was a massive 913 million. So how much will Jose Mourinho's boys cost? Let's find out. In net, Petr Cech. 124 caps for Czech Republic, highest in their country's history. 220 clean sheets for Chelsea, 4 golden gloves. During the season, Cech went 1,025 minutes without conceding a goal. A Premier League record at the time, which is simply incredible. The guy was only 23 in 2005, which will make his price simply massive in today's market. I'm going to start off with 52 million for Cech, and that'll be well worth the price. The guy went on to be an amazing Premier League keeper. Chelsea, that season, played a very interesting and a very fast on the break 4-3-3 formation. So, we'll start with their right back, Paulo Fierro. He was a solid Chelsea player. Did what was asked when he was asked. A few seasons, he would just numb his bum on the Chelsea bench, but his trophy cabinet is bulging. 217 apps in the club between 2004 and 2013. Most of them at his favourite position, right back, in which time he won Champions League, Europa League, Prem 3 times, FA Cup 4 and League Cup twice. He was never a great player, but not great players go for big prices nowadays. So I'm going to go with just 21 million, which is good, isn't it? 21 million. First centre-back, Mr. Chelsea, Mr. JT, John Terry. As a defender, Chelsea haven't seen anyone better. A real captain and someone who all through these trophy-winning years, he has been the man in charge of the dressing room. Managers have come and gone, but he stayed. Terry is Chelsea's most successful captain, led them to 5 Premier League, 4 FA Cups, 3 League Cups, 1 Europa League and Champions League. And that's all since 2004. He even loved a full kit when he wasn't even playing in the Champions League final. Captain of England, which would add huge money to his price tag, was only a kid in relative terms at 24 in 2005. I'm going to go with 68 million to prize John Terry. Next to Terry was his partner in centre-back crime. My favourite Chelsea centre-back partnership. Better than JT and Alex, better than JT and Cahill, it was JT and Ricardo Carvalho. His style was very un-English at the time when he arrived. He was slightly smaller than most, but was quick and read danger as good as Rio Ferdinand or Sergio Ramos. He had 98 capped supports, winning the Euros last year, 3 league titles in England, 3 in Portugal with Porto, and of course, the Champions League with Porto. He cost Chelsea 25 mil in 2004. So what would that cost now? 60? 70? 75 million? I'm going to have to put him the same as Captain John Terry, 68 million. Right, John, this is awkward. Well, it's not awkward for me, but it's definitely awkward for you, Mr. John Terry. You might want to pause the podcast if you're listening, John, and come back in a second. At left back that season was England fullback Wayne Bridge, who's now married to one of the Saturdays, one of the very good-looking Saturdays. So he's back on the right track after the JT stuff. He had 36 appearances for England, had a great left foot, good pace, strong, won Premier League and won FA Cup. That's what Wayne Bridge won. And that's what you dream about as a kid growing up. He's won them both. I'm going to go with 26 million. John, I've talked about your former mate now. You can turn the podcast back on. All right, yeah? All right, you're back on the show. Back four and goalkeeper would cost a total of 235 million. That is some serious cash for only five players. After a quick break, we'll do the midfield and attack. It's going to certainly be good, I promise. John Terry, I'll text you during the break, all right?
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to Chelsea's transfer time tunnel. Let's go into midfield and we'll start with the Makélélé role in midfield. Who was in the Makélélé role for Chelsea in 2005? In the title-winning season. Oh, God, yeah, it was Claude Makélélé. This guy was so flaming good, they named a position after him. Pelé hadn't got that, Maradona hadn't got that, Messi hadn't got that, but my man Claude did. He was so defensive-minded, but in the best possible way. He nicked the ball back and gave it to the men in front. If you hadn't seen him play, he's a better version of Kante. He was 32 in 05, so not much sell-on value. I'm going to go with 27 million. If he was 10 years younger, we'd be looking at just below Pogba money. Second in midfield, Essien. He was physically strong midfielder who was often touted as a box-to-box player for his ability to burst forward in offence and play in defence. He was a powerful, tough-tackling player and was nicknamed the Bison, which is a big nickname. Imagine if my nickname was Alex Mearns, the Bison. Oh, yeah. Right, you're not called the Bison, you're just Alex. He won African Player of the Year, Champions League, Premier League twice, four FA Cups. He was 22 in 2005, which would mean he'd be in his prime years ahead of him. He signed for 24 mil in 05, which would be, I think, around £72 million nowadays. Right, the last midfielder is a man who has the scoring record of a world-class striker. Chelsea's all-time greatest goalscorer, Super Frankie Lamps. Over 100 caps for England in the 2004-05 season. He scored a remarkable 13 Premier League goals. He got 16 assists. And the Opta stats computer just burst because they've never seen stats like it. Unless, obviously, it's Messi and Ronaldo. Right. He was 27 in 05, but he had a good five or six seasons left in him, which is why I'm going to go with 35 million. Into the forwards, Ian Robin. For Bayern, he obviously played mostly on the right forward, but for Chelsea that season, he was predominantly on the left wing with Duff on the right. He got 34 goals in 94 caps for Holland. His time in England was marred by injury, but he managed to pick up two titles, two FA Cups and a League Cup before joining Bayern. He moved to Chelsea for 12 million in 2003, but in 05, if you wanted to buy him, I think he'd be classed as a very talented player, but too many injuries. That's why I'll go with 60 million. Over the other side, Damien Duff, a rapid winger who was vital for Chelsea in their Champions League campaign the following season. In his Chelsea time, 19 goals, 80 appearances. Okay stats, not Frank Lampard, obviously. He never became the world-class player. He was just below that level. But he was British, which adds a lot to his fee. I'm going to go 45 million for Duffers. Finally, up top, Mr. Didier Drogba, the man who scored that goal in the final against Bayern and then scored that penalty to win the shootout. Over 100 goals for Chelsea and many of them were vital Champions League goals. He was worth 24 million in 2005 when Chelsea bought him. So I'm going to have to say, if it was bought now in today's market, I think it'd be worth more than Lukaku. I'm going to go with 84 million. That brings Chelsea's 05-04 squad to a transfer time tunnel total of 608 million, which is massively below Barca's 09 table-topping 913. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I've been Alex Mearns. Stick around, stay subscribed to the pod because a new one will probably be in your podcast app tomorrow morning.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on The Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at The Football Hour and DM us your details and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you. I need you, football friends.